This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website.
So start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off your first purchase.
Squarespace, set your website apart. I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious or open up a box, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about New Zealand junk food.
Yes, we received a box of New Zealand junk food from Dustin and Elise. Thank you, Dustin and Elise.
Who live in Bellingham, Washington, but were recently in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here, let's read from their letter that they sent us. Dustin and I went on a baby moon this year to New Zealand. We spent 4 weeks road tripping about the beautiful country and listened to lots of old Spilled Milk episodes.
Aww. Well, their baby is ruined now.
Aww, it's a podcast we both enjoy and always find the junk food episodes particularly funny. Although neither of us is from New Zealand, Elise lived there for 4 years, though, when she was little, we wanted to attempt a contribution to the show from our small taste of this part of the world. We understand that while some items are indeed true classics, others may not be considered so by New Zealand natives. So be warned, New Zealand natives.
There, we should have that warning on every episode.
We should. There is also a strong theme for the sweet tooth, and we had a hard time finding authentic New Zealand savory snacks. So here you go. So should we start with the Spuds chicken flavor?
Yeah, absolutely.
It says in quotation marks, real decent chips. strong endorsement. Is that what it says on the package?
I was just going to ask that. Is that what Dustin and Elise say, or is their slogan real decent chips?
Oh, it's what it says on the back.
Oh my God. Wow. That New Zealand has modesty up the yin yang.
Okay. So Elise says, this is a very common chip flavor in New Zealand. Might be a bit crushed in the bag. Sorry. It's okay, Elise, don't worry. It reminded us of the chicken in a biscuit crackers. This is the only savory item in the box.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. So these have ridges, like ruffles.
Doesn't taste like chicken whatsoever, but it's fine. It's a chip.
It's got a sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I don't know what these taste like. Plain potato chips?
Pretty much.
Huh.
They're certainly not bad.
I mean, they're real decent.
Mm-hmm. Already forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. I think that they're called that because this company, which is called ETA or ETA, they make their potato chips with potatoes proudly grown locally in New Zealand. All we do is dig them up, scrub them, chop them, and cook them.
They dig up chips?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine an American product being modest enough to say describe themselves as real decent?
It is un-American.
Like, you know, Doritos, they're all right.
Yeah, I mean, they're like
whatevs.
Solidly mediocre. Okay, so Elise says the next three are very similar in texture and format, but are popular in their own right. So first, I love the name of this, pineapple lumps.
Yeah, there are several
that
products
seems like
with
something
very
like,
good names.
Oh,
here.
I just found a pineapple lump on my hip. I got to go to the doctor.
Yikes.
Probably the most popular of the three. Dustin consumed a lot of these on the road. Elise thought they tasted like bubble gum. No thanks. Oh, whoa. So this, it's like a long...
They do taste like bubble gum. I like it.
It's like a long bar that looks like it's coated in chocolate. It's yellow on the inside and seems to have a taffy-like consistency. Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a Charleston Chew, but pineapple-flavored.
It tastes just like bubble gum.
Mm-hmm.
Only you're supposed to swallow it. That feels wrong.
In what sense is this a lump? It's not lumpy. I imagined it would look like a, one of those Idaho Spud candies or something. This tastes
exactly like bubble gum.
It does.
Wow.
It's kind of taffy-ish, mm-hmm. but it's not lumps.
That's so strange, pineapple lumps. I'm going to dig the name of our next product.
I already dig the name of our next
which
product.
It's a Cadbury product called Perky Nana. And Elise reports, all I can think of is a grandma in cold weather.
Well, great. That's now all I'll be able to think of ever.
Okay, this says no artificial colors.
You know, we totally skipped the memory lane segment. Like, what are your memories of New Zealand?
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Perky Nana got melted. My Nana melted. This looks a lot like pineapple lumps.
Well, I think they're kind of in the same family. But people maybe just have different allegiances. Whoa. Oh.
I'm still gonna eat it. Remember when Walter's Mandler melted, but it turned out he was okay?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think that's gonna be the case here.
Well, that was real banana-y.
Oh wait, I just realized banana and pineapple are different things. Oh, Nana, how could you?
Ugh. Oh. That is revolting, Nana. Oh, it's like fake. It is fake banana flavor.
I was so excited that I was going to get to sample a Perky Nana.
That is.
And. So I guess we're going to eat chocolate fish next time.
Chocolate fish.
Tell me about chocolate fish.
You know, all Elise said, and I feel like I'm failing to get the joke here, is as Kiwi as ... chocolate fish.
Maybe that's the slogan? Yes, it is.
Oh.
Chocolate-covered marshmallow fish, as Kiwi as ...
So I'm really sensing a theme here. I think that all of these are supposed to be marshmallow products.
Yep.
I'm now understanding that. I was really getting a taffy thing, but now I'm getting marshmallow.
All chocolate-covered marshmallow, like a Malamar gone wrong. Or right, depending on your perspective.
I think it's my favorite of the three, but wow.
I'm kind of partial to pineapple lumps.
Mm.
I think it may just be because of the name, but I mean, the name Perky Nana is great, and I didn't like that. So
I can't figure out what this one is supposed to taste like. It's pink on the inside.
I think I assumed it was strawberry just because it's pink.
It's interesting to me. What's on the label is a drawing of a pair of flip-flops. Where the heel is shaped like a fishtail.
And
this seems like a candy that would be really hard to store without it melting anywhere where you'd be wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
That's
a good point.
Like, what is the deal with all of these covered in chocolate? Like, you can't take these, like, on a hot day.
I can't take you
day.
Anywhere, Perky
Nana. You can't take these anywhere. Chocolate fish?
Do you think they mean to imply that it has the consistency of a flip-flop? Isn't this something Guy Fieri says?
We should always aspire to know more about what Guy Fieri is saying.
Maybe in the future, like archaeologists will decipher what Guy Fieri has been saying using some sort of like mustard covered Rosetta Stone. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it is all included with your Squarespace website.
And I mean, it is hard to say too much about how great Squarespace is. It's easy, simple, intuitive. You can do a whole bunch of stuff with just the old click of a mouse.
Yes, or the tap of a finger.
You also get a free custom domain if you sign up for a full year.
Yeah, something I think we haven't talked about enough in the world of Squarespace is how easy they make it to sell things online. You know, if you're selling a digital product or a physical product, you know, they'll make it incredibly easy to list your products, to accept credit cards, and to do this all of this without paying an exorbitant fees.
You know, they have all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just going to empower you in your business running.
Yes, and just like empower you as a person.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they also have 24/7 customer support. If for any reason you hit a glitch, which you won't.
Yeah, if for any reason you feel disempowered, they will pump you back up.
Yeah, yeah. So you can start your free trial today at squarespace.com. And if you enter the offer code SPILLED, you'll get 10% off your first purchase.
Squarespace, set your website apart.
Okay, so...
Okay, we have to do this,
no,
huh?
No, wait, hang on. There's something called Jaffas. Oh, Jaffas, here they are. So this is another Cadbury product, and Elise says that this is a classic for sure.
Well, and in fact, on the back of the thing...
Jaffas? Maybe they're supposed to be called Jaffas.
On the back of the Jaffa pack, it says, Jaffa's chocolate, a Kiwi icon, whether you roll them or bounce them.
What?
The delicious Jaffas must be the most fun orange chocolate ball ever.
Ooh,
okay, I can't argue with that.
That's a tough competition among all those chocolate
I feel
orange balls.
Like, there's a lot of like national insecurity going on here. Like that, they're sort of trying to convince you, like we've got good stuff here in New Zealand too. don't you get that sense?
Yeah, it all just seems like a little apologetic, even while they're promoting it. Oh, look at
these. I guess it's sort of like they're saying
this is a bright...
pretty good for New Zealand.
Oh my gosh, they bounce. So this is a round, hard, red candy.
Huh. I like it.
It's got a bitter orange flavor.
What it reminds me of is...
The orange flavor is like the way orange oil smells.
Here's what this is, if you haven't had a Jaffa, which I'm pretty sure is totally different from a Jaffa cake, but I don't know. You know those chocolate orange things that are marketed for Christmas stockings that you like smack them on the table and they fall apart into slices of like milk chocolate with orange flavoring?
Oh, yeah.
It's that chocolate from that covered with like an M&M style candy coating.
I do love this candy coating. It makes me wonder if M&M's were round, would they bounce too?
Boy, that's a good question.
I mean, what is making this so bouncy?
I think the coating is thicker and they feel like denser than M&M's overall, but I don't know if that's it. I mean,
it's not like you could dribble it and play basketball with it, but it just bounces
probably
lightly.
Probably could if it was bigger.
Mm-hmm. Or if you were smaller.
Yeah, if I was a borrower, this is what I would use for my basketball.
I was thinking more like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I mean, inevitably, then the kids will get blown up. So wait a minute. Let's talk about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and its sequels for a minute, please. Because like,
I only remember them like a little bit, and I find Rick Moranis like a troubling persona to look back on. Like there was something about his face that
kind of like so manic you worried about him.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it just seemed like at any moment, like steam was going to come out of his ears.
Right. So the thing I want to focus on, and you know, I. Like as you know, Molly, I only like to do up-to-the-minute topical humor.
Yeah, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, the sequel was called Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever heard that title and not thought about a kid exploding?
No.
Like, that's not a thing. I mean, you might say, like, you blew up some microfilm or something,
yeah,
right?
But what were they supposed to say? Honey, I enlarged the kid?
I think
kid?
They were supposed to say, Honey, I enlarged the kid. That's totally unambiguous. Or like
totally uninspired.
I understand blew up the kid is a more memorable phrase, but it's not accurate.
Well,
I haven't actually seen that movie. Maybe a kid gets like exploded.
I think that's probably, you know, it's kind of like when there's like a dead whale on the beach.
Oh, have you seen that video of the dead whale on the beach being
blown
up?
Who hasn't?
I don't know. A lot of times I assume you've had an experience and it turns out you haven't.
Okay. Anyway. All right. Let's move along here. Moving right along. Who wants to drink?
Me.
If you are playing along with the old spilled milk drinking game, every time I say moving right along, you have to drink.
What wine pairs best with Perky Nana? Doesn't it seem like there's probably a wine called Perky Nana that has like a picture of a Perky Nana on the label?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can we get this banana thing over with, please?
Okay, fine. So this is not a classic at all, but the spray banana candy
what
made me and just, oh man. Sorry. Elise, I cannot read. This banana candy made me, Dustin, laugh out loud in the store. Looks absolutely disgusting, but we thought you guys could make some great jokes about it.
Oh, great. Now we're on the spot.
Okay.
I don't think we need to make jokes about it.
So this is called Mr. Cool Banana Spray Candy.
You keep saying spray candy like this is...
Oh!
What?
So it looks like a banana that has been halfway peeled, and so it's still got the peel on the lower half, and then you pull out the, you know, the banana fruit part. And what's actually in there, it's like a spray bottle.
Have you ever heard of spray candy before?
No, I can't do this.
Do you remember when everyone was really into Banaca?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay, that was pretty great, right?
I was, I always, like, really wanted to try Banaca, but I heard that it kind of, like, stung the back of your throat, and that scared me, and I never tried it. The same way that, Matthew, I've never had Pop Rocks.
Wait, but
except maybe I had them on this show.
Maybe. I also gave you a candy bar today that has Pock Rocks.
Pock Rocks. a Pock Rock upon your house. I mean, a Pox upon your packs.
Wait, you've never had Banaca?
No, I've never had Banaca because somebody told me that it stung and I didn't want to do something that stung.
Do you think they still make it?
Here.
All right.
Okay, so you're supposed to spray this in the back of your mouth, maybe?
Nothing happened. I haven't primed the pump yet. This is a strange thing to do.
How is it?
It's kind of good.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think I slobbered on it too much.
Look how I'm having to hold it. It's
I know,
so gross.
Like, yes, this is like, I can't think of any, I'm not even going to call this a food, but like, I can't think of any product that I would less like to have someone watch me use. Maybe that's an exaggeration.
You think this is good?
I think it's pretty good.
Ugh, you can keep it.
Thanks.
It's funny. You know, it, as far as banana flavors go, it tastes better than Perky Nana. But it's a funny flavor. Like, I kind of, it's got a certain amount of tanginess to it.
I just like spraying it. I feel like... You know what? You know what I feel like? You know, like spray on sunscreen.
Yeah. Often, don't use this as sunscreen.
No. Often has like a coconut aroma. Uh-huh. And I've often thought, I wonder if that would be tasty. And it definitely isn't. But this is like a tropical aroma spray bottle that I absolutely can spray into my mouth. Thank you, Dustin and Elise. You made my day.
Ooh. Okay.
Wait, so, I just realized something about this product,
the
banana spray thing. If you let children have this, they would go around spraying each other with it all day,
yes,
right?
Yes, they would.
And your kid would come home reeking of like a, you know.
Also, can we just talk about what a strange concept spray candy is? It's like liquid candy. What is this?
Yep, that is exactly what it is.
I've never heard of such a thing before. Have you?
Do you think it's like a big category in New Zealand? Okay, people who have young kids who would eat this kind of crap, can you like come on our Facebook, facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, or anybody, let us know. Is spray candy a thing? We've never heard of it.
No. Uh-uh. And Justin's writing about it. I mean, Dustin, whatever. Dustin's writing about it. Like we ought to know what spray candy is.
You know, this is one of the more popular spray candies in New Zealand. Like, you know, like it's it competes with the suppository candies.
I just love the way you're holding it. There's something so undignified about holding this banana-shaped spray bottle.
No, this is what I'm saying. Like I genuinely am enjoying the flavor of this, but like I'm imagining myself just pulling this out and having some in a public place and someone like Instagramming it or YouTubing it, and I could never go out into society again.
No. Okay, so we have two more things. The L&P White Chocolate Bar. And Dustin and Elise say, we really wanted to bring you a can of L&P soda, more common than any other soda in New Zealand.
Really? More common than Coke?
I don't know. It has a very specific taste that hopefully this bar gets across. L&P is only sold in New Zealand. We carried on all our bags, so we were not able to smuggle any to you. Okay. So let's hope that this bar does the soda justice.
Oh, it says L&P stands for lemon and pear. Can you read that word?
Lemon and perua.
Thank you.
Do you like my Italian accent?
I do.
Però.
I like the packaging on this. It looks like it's kind of ripped open, but it's not yet.
Now it is.
Now it is.
So this looks like a solid bar of white chocolate.
Oh, boy.
I just broke off one of the bouillon cubes.
Hmm. Well.
Oh, it's really lemony.
And it kind of tastes like a lemon square, sort of. I don't like it.
Mm. You know, I got to say that I'm kind of liking the texture. It's like creamy from the white chocolate. And
I'm
kind of
coming around.
It's got these like kind of gritty things. It's like.
It's got Pop Rocks in it.
Oh,
oh man. Okay.
It totally does.
I changed my mind. It's the best.
What does this thing say? Does it warn you?
If these are all popular snacks in New Zealand.
Wait, listen.
Amazing.
You've just been listening to our mouths.
Which, unlike a usual episode, where you're listening to our butts.
Oh, Matthew. Oh. Jeez. Okay.
Thanks, Dad.
So the last item here is feijoa jam.
Although, what did you call me?
Although not technically a quote-unquote junk food, a very common New Zealand flavor, Elise's favorite fruit, a.k.a. pineapple guava in California. Oh, cool. Okay. Oh.
Just keep on. Whoa. It tastes weird. The banana squirty thing tastes weird when mixed with the lemon Pop Rocks. Thanks for getting me a fork. Oh, there.
I don't know if I feel great about this jam, but I also don't want to judge because this is just, you know, some random brand and maybe it's just not a good brand. I mean, but then again, I'm just busy judging everything anyway, so.
Yeah, you're so busy judging.
Let her rip.
You're so busy judging others that you haven't taken the time to judge yourself. That's my new motto.
I knew you were going to go there.
So, catchy.
You know, I have a little bit of wisdom.
Okay.
So as I was driving June to school today, I passed the like D.A. Burns like rug and furniture cleaning company or whatever. And they have one of those little boards outside where they put a little inspirational quote.
Let me guess. Life is calling. Answer it.
No. This one was, if you want to be happy, no one can stop you.
Yeah.
Okay. It was meaningful to me at like 8:55 this morning.
If you want to be happy, no one can stop you, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay. All right. You know what's going to do its best? Perky Nana.
Yeah, Perky Nana is doing its best to stop people from being happy. So what I was going to say before, and again, probably shouldn't keep digging this hole, if these are all popular snacks in New Zealand, New Zealand is weirder than I thought. And
yeah.
I mean that in a...
No,
in
I
a,
mean that in a very loving way.
Yes.
I want to know more about Jaffa or Jaffa.
Yeah.
It's so different from the other snacks we have.
It's much bouncier. If we rank these snacks in order from most to least bouncy, Jaffa would be on top and none of the other ones would be bouncy at all.
Okay.
In fact, that's how we should rank all things we taste from now on.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, Dustin and Elise. I am looking at the remnants
of this Perky Nana, and it's like like it got run over.
Oh, Perky Nana.
It's like Perky Roadkill. Sorry, I interrupted you. Thank you, Dustin and Elise.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin and Elise. I hope that we have not run over your hopes or dreams like we ran over the Perky Nana.
I can't wait for the rest of my family to get home so I can spray them with this banana thing. If they don't get home soon, I might just go out and spray random people with it and get arrested.
Cool. Hey, did you want to tell us some kind of story about egg salad?
Oh, yeah, I did. So this is not related to anything on this episode. So as you know, I was in Japan recently. You, Molly, have already heard this story. But I went to this cafe in the morning and I ordered a breakfast set that on the menu, it said bacon and egg sandwich. And I'm like, that sounds good. It's going to be like, you know, like a fried egg or scrambled eggs on toast with some crispy strips of bacon. That sounds great. What it turned out to be when they brought it was
an
egg salad sandwich with deli ham on toast.
I am so sorry, Matthew. And he sent me a picture of it.
I didn't know what to do.
So, but you ate it, right?
I ate most of it.
How did you do and that? Did you know, like, so hold your nose?
If you haven't heard the scary food episode or most of our other episodes where I've talked about this, egg salad is like my least favorite food by an enormous margin.
So how did you do this? Because if I were served like a...
You know?
I don't know.
Natto?
Natto. If I were served like a natto sandwich, especially at breakfast time, I mean, that's a sensitive time.
I think this is how I did it. Earlier in the week, I had been served. We stayed at a traditional inn. Yes.
I was going to make a joke about you got served. Sorry.
Earlier in the week, Jesus. I got served with a subpoena.
Go on.
Wait, is that where that expression comes from? Like, I don't think it does.
It's been co-opted as like a dance competition. Right? Like, you got served. Like, don't you have to like dance against somebody else?
Really?
Isn't that how it works?
I guess. I never start dancing when people say that to me. I've been doing this all wrong. Earlier in the week, we had stayed at this traditional inn, and one of the things we were served was like a steamed sea snail that was like served in the shell, and you had to like pull it out of the shell, and it got slimier and slimier the more you pulled it out.
How big was it?
Big. It was large.
Was it like moon snail size?
I don't know what that is, but yes. And I mean, it was like the size of a Perky Nana bar.
Okay, wait a minute. A Perky Nana bar is like 7 inches long.
Yeah, it was like that.
So you were supposed to pull this snail out and then like cut it up, conceivably.
Well, but there were no like cutting implements.
So what, are you supposed to just like slurp it down like a noodle?
I think you're just supposed to bite pieces off of it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, it was one of the most terrifying things I've ever been served. Probably the most terrifying thing I've ever been served. And like, this was with a meal with a whole bunch of other stuff, and I ate all the other stuff. I could not handle the snail. And so I think when I got the egg salad, what my brain said was, well, at least it's not a snail.
Oh, no doubt, man. Wow. Did anyone in your family eat the snail?
No.
Because that sounds, you know, I hate admitting to things that I'm afraid of in other cultures' food. I feel like it is a very ethnocentric.
Yeah, no,
yucky,
I mean, I want to make clear,
thing.
I'm not...
But, like, I am in general afraid of snails in any cuisine, and even snails that are alive outside my house.
Uh-huh.
And the thought of being served a snail that large, I don't even know if I'd be able to continue with the meal.
Are you more scared of snails or slugs?
Well, I don't want either of them touching me.
Mm-hmm.
I could not possibly eat either one. I would rather be confronted with a snail than a slug, because at least there's like a shell and I could conceivably like pick up the shell and move
it. Move it further away from you. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thanks for putting up with that, Dustin and Elise.
Hey, we also need to thank listeners.
I didn't look up the names, though.
Oh, well, let's look them up.
Okay.
So on a previous episode, we had some sort of joke about Planet Money, and we basically said that if any of you listeners went onto iTunes and left a review saying that Spilled Milk was better than Planet Money, that we would read your name on the air. And by God, 10 of you have done it so far.
Yep. So we thanked a couple of you already, but I think they were Byzantinople and Snidget.
Yes, that sounds familiar.
Okay. So... Wade Rade says better than Planet Money. That's either Becky or a fan of my other podcast, Look Inside This Book Club, because those are some what we think names of guys in romance novels sound like.
Wait, what is the name?
Wade and Rade. So we read a couple of books, two different books where the protagonists were named Wade, Wade, and Raid, Rade, but we decided those were Wade and Rade, like Sade.
Oh, that's great.
Don't worry, the explanations for the rest of these reviews will not be as long, I think. Okay, 5 stars is better than Planet Money by the Kruger fam. Ella Jean, Kenji Alt.
Thank you, Kenji.
Kristen Kirby, listener Caroline.
First name listener, last name Caroline.
And a couple people who didn't say that we were better than Planet Money, so fuck them. Just kidding. Carpaccio and Clumber Kim, you're also great.
Thank you. Hey, guys, you're the best. So, hey, if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be great.
Yeah, you can say we're better than Call Your Girlfriend. we're gonna one by one alienate every great podcast.
Would you say that we're better than Justin Bieber?
Okay.
Or Robin? Call your girlfriend.
Nothing's better than Robin.
That's true. Nothing's better than Robin. No one is better than Robin.
Yeah. Do you? Were you? Have you ever
None
been?
None of them have you is ever, better than Robin.
Yes.
Do you see what I did there?
Have you ever been at karaoke when I've done the Robin song "Konnichiwa, Bitches"?
No.
Okay. Well, listeners, just imagine that happen. Pull up that song on Spotify or whatever, and then imagine me singing it.
Great.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post a list of the New Zealand snacks we tasted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can also find us on facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast, where you can tell us how much you like Perky Nana.
Great. And until next time, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk, now available in spray form.
I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amster Burton. It's because I like to underpromise and overdeliver.
Oh,
what kind of party in your mouth is it?
Oh my god, this is better than lima beans.
You heard it here first.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.